Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Okay.
Hello, 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 and welcome again to another episode of Truthful Tuesdays, where I promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. The question is, can you handle the truth? Well, we will see this evening. Hey, guys, thank you for coming. Thank you for being a part. I appreciate you guys calling in and listening to what I want to share tonight. I want to talk about some reasons why people need a life coach. Now, some of you don't understand what a life coach is. I've had several people call me or text me and say, hey, what exactly is a life coach and why do I need one? Well, I've been saying that to a lot of people here lately, so I decided let's talk about what a life coach is and why 95% of Americans need a life coach. All right. So before we begin, let's talk about a few housekeeping rules. You are welcome to chime in and answer any question or ask a question by pressing 1 on your telephone keyboard, or you can email it in. I would normally say, you know, put it in the chat room, but I am not in the chat room tonight. My beautiful, loving wife had some surgery on her mouth, so she's not feeling well. However, I told her, don't worry about it, so maybe next week, she'll be in the chat room for me and handle that as well. But that's what we got, guys. We want to keep professional, respect other people's opinion, and share or ask any questions that you would like. All right, so let's get busy. All right, so why do so many people need a life coach? Why did I decide to become a life coach? What's so special about a life coach? I hear life coach, life coach, life coach. Why a life coach? And that's what I've been hearing. Why? What is a life coach? And it's, to be very honest with you, it is something to understand its full impact of what a life coach is. You literally have to hire one and see what takes place. I mean, there are so many benefits to having a life coach till it's ridiculous. So let's talk about it. All right, so life coaching is, and I'm reading directly off of my screen here, a life coach is a synergetic relationship between an accredited life coach and a client, okay? It's designed to tap into your full potential, and that's any and every area of your life. Just as an Olympic athlete wouldn't think of training without an athletic coach, many of today's most successful business leaders, professionals, executives, entrepreneurs, and CEOs use the services of life coaching to take their lives, their careers, their business, and their relationships to the next level. And I'm telling you, if you're not using this, boy, you ought to look what Newsweek said about life coaching. It says, coaches have the ability to view things from afar. And what they call a helicopter vision, or what we call a helicopter vision, we're able to hover above where you are, analyze your situation, and help shed new light on a difficult situation. Often, a coach can act like a sounding board for you through tough times. They help sharpen your skills, to motivate, and one of my specialties, I operate in three areas, life in general, spirituality, and relationships. We can add, you know, another perspective and help you kind of get that thing that you might be missing, okay? A coach, somebody like me, is a life specialist, an expert on helping you develop all areas of your business, your personal life, and your relationship, you know, or your marriage. It just all depends. And one of the things I've noticed that's been happening lately is that a lot of people have been giving advice on Facebook and giving advice on different social media apps and saying, well, you know, people are asking single women about their marriage and their man. And I'm like, whoa, why are you going to ask a single person about your stuff? I mean, granted, if they're a coach, that's wonderful. And they could probably help you in that particular area. But I'm finding a lot of them, I guess they don't really completely understand what a life coach is. So they're actually taking on the title without the accreditation or without the training and certification. It's very, very important that if you hire a life coach, you hire a coach that is accredited or a coach that is certified and has gone to school, got a certification, and is recognized by some industry as being an actual life coach. And then on top of that, you want to find somebody who specializes in your specific area. There are some people who coach and they only work with, you know, businesses, or they work with, you know, developing a business model for your company or whatever, you know, work with training. And they don't specifically work in a particular area, even though they can work in that area, especially when it comes to marriage or comes to relationship. And so not only am I an accredited coach and certified, but I bring a wealth of knowledge and information to my craft. For instance, I pastored for over 22 years, you know, and started several ministries around the country and abroad, you know, and so that's a beautiful thing. I love it. However, I chose not to pastor now and give pastoring a break, if you will. I still preach. I'm still saved and still go to church. I'm just not pastoring. And as I decided to move away from that, God moved me more into life coaching, because really that's what a pastor is. He's basically a coach, okay? All right, other thing is, I've been with my wife for 30 years, married for 27. So I might know something about relationships, might know about how to keep your marriage strong and how to advance past tough times and tough situations, you know, and that's super, super important. But not only that, and I was sharing with someone on today, and we were laughing about it, and I said that I hurt so many women when I was back, you know, doing my thing singly, that I decided that I want to give back to the kingdom of God. And I asked God for a mission and for a purpose that was specifically designed for me. And this is the area that God has put me in. I feel like I'm a father to every woman that I meet. And if she's an older woman, I feel like then I'm a son or a brother or an uncle or whatever way you want to call it. I feel like my life's mission now is to help my brothers and specifically my sisters understand this relationship jungle, understand how to find your specific mate for you that can become your life mate, and you can spend the rest of your life a happy life with that person. I don't think anyone should grow old by themselves. I think they should want to be with somebody the right way, be happy, and enjoy a wonderful, blissful relationship. And not only that, but there are people who get stuck. You know, here's one of the reasons why you get a life coach. You might get stuck. Get stuck where? Get stuck in anywhere in your life, a midlife crisis. You might get stuck at a dead-end job, whether or not you should leave this job, look for something else, or you might be in a crappy relationship. Now, I look at relationship and marriage a little bit differently. There are some relationships that, you know, the total thing is a relationship, but when I say relationship and I categorize relationship and marriage. A relationship is when you date somebody, when you like somebody, when you're going steady with them, if you will, when you've been together with them for a little while and you're not married. Well, you're in a relationship. When you get married, your marriage to me elevates, or your relationship elevates to a marriage, which is more than just a relationship. So is it people get stuck in relationships and have been there for 4 and 5 years? And saying, hey, you know, I'm hoping we're going to get married soon, or I got my date. You know, we set a date 2 years ago, but we're still waiting. And sometimes you need somebody else to look at you and tell you, hey, what are you waiting for? You know, what's going on? And help you get to the root of the problem and help you make some decisions. We help. I help people with career changes. I help them make geographical changes. Whatever your heart's desire, whatever dream you want to pursue, however successful you want to become, I help you do that. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And here's the thing about it. A lot of you have notions in your mind, man, I need that. I'm wondering, should I do this? I'm wondering, should I do that? You know, should I ask somebody for this? Or should I ask somebody for that? There are times when you can ask specific people, a pastor, a brother, a sister, a cousin, and they will give you an answer based on whether or not, you know, how well they know you or how much time they've spent with you, or they might not be completely real and true with you. A life coach, however, this is what I'm getting paid to do. I'm getting paid to tell you and help you with truth, truth that you might not necessarily like. Well, that's your problem. My job is to help you understand that truth, digest it, break it down in pieces, see where you are, and see the big picture and move to the next level. If you've never had a coach and never tried it, I'm telling you, it is phenomenal. It is absolutely, you got to try it to see it. And so I'm telling you right now, I have a super duper special. This is time for me to make a plug. I have a super duper special for the month of March. Go to my Facebook, you'll see it, for singles, for couples, for groups, or whatever you want. You know, there are specials that you can get this month and help you move to the next level. But also, if you get a session with me, you'll get an initial, that session is normally an hour, 60 minutes. You'll get an additional 30 minutes just for us to make sure that we are a great fit with each other and see where you are and see how I can help you move to that next level. So it is absolutely wonderful. Okay. A life coach will help you dig underneath the thoughts and feelings of what if, push you to that next level. What if I did this? What if I did that? Help you discover what's important to you about your decision and help you explore the different options that could take place. And a lot of times it's a scary place unless you have someone holding your hand or have someone showing you or letting you see it from a different perspective. Guys, I can't speak enough about what a life coach is. And you're going to really, really be blessed once we connect in. So I hope I'm able to answer some questions for you about life coaching. So if you have any question at all you want to ask me about life coaching, press 1 on your keypad. You'll let me know, and then we can kind of talk from there. All right, here's the second reason why people need a life coach. Oftentimes, you get lost in the throes of life, and situations have hit you so fast and so quick, and it's so heavy that you're trying to ask yourself, how do I get out of this? How do I make sense of finding my spouse has cheated on me, my daughter is pregnant, my son is gay, my job saying they're moving overseas. How, oh my God, what do I do? How do I get through and not lose my mind and not kill somebody? You know, what do I do? And so there are times when, again, you can talk to many people you want. You can talk to friends and family, but I find that oftentimes when you talk to people who know you, they have a tendency to speak more and have a more caring nature. And sometimes they'll bend the truth with you. They'll bend the truth to a point where they'll say, well, you know what? Be strong is not that bad. Look on the brighter side, yada, 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 yada. And they spend more time trying to comfort you versus giving you a true and sound pathway to your solution. So that's super, super important for you to understand that. So all the time when you get lost, a life coach can help you reroute your situation, can help you refocus it and get you back on track. As my map assistant would tell me, make a U-turn. You know, sometimes that's what you need, somebody help you make a U-turn. That's super, super important. All right, number three, another reason why you need a life coach is if you're unhappy, and I'm talking about unhappy with any situation whatsoever, work, home, children, relationship, whatever the case may be, help you move past this and get the happiness that you deserve. And here's the sad part about it. So many people live their lives unhappy, not happy with their job, not happy with where they are in their life. 35, 37, 40, 45, single, four kids, three kids, no kids. I wish I would have. What if? Listen, you don't have to live like that. It is time to take a bold step and say, hey, I don't want to just exist in my marriage. I want my marriage popping. I want it hot. I want to have butterflies in my stomach when I see my husband. As a matter of fact, I'll be very honest with you. Every time I look at my wife, man, my stomach tickles. You know, and what I mean by that, I can just walk in the house and she's on the sofa sitting down. Immediately, I get butterflies in my stomach. I am just that in love with her, and she is my strength. She's my healing, and I'm telling you, it's a beautiful, beautiful place. Now, does she get on my nerves? Absolutely, and she's listening. She's listening to this broadcast. Does she get on my nerves? Yes. Is she a pain sometimes? Yes. You know, but that's all. That's normal. That's all a part of marriage. Wow, that's a heavy nugget right there. Arguments, they are normal. Disagreements, they are normal. Having setbacks in your relationship, listen, they are normal. You just got to know how to normalize them, how to make sure they're on an even keel, that you're not losing more than you're gaining. So that's a beautiful thing to understand, okay? A life coach can help you get through this particular situation, especially when it comes to relationships. Man, I tell you, I love to preach. I love to share. I love to teach the word of God. If anyone on the call knows me, I just see a whole bunch of telephone numbers, so I don't know anybody's numbers by heart. But if anyone knows me, they know I am a teacher of the word of God. But one of my passions also that has helped me become the man that I am today is my marriage and my wife. And so that is something that I'm very, very that's very, very near and dear to my heart. And I like to see marriages bloom. I like to see marriages just blossom in a beautiful way. I love to help singles, match up with people. As a matter of fact, I am putting together right now, and the plans are being laid out for an academy. I call it a relationship academy, where we're going to teach you how to date. You know, what happens on a date? How do you start dating? What happens? And we'll elevate from there, from dating to just being, you know, a constant, steady relationship, to being engaged, and then move on to marriage. And then one of the things that people miss the most is post-marital counseling. Now, do you need to have premarital counseling? It's a must. Absolutely. Do not. Let me say it again. Alert, alert, alert. Do not marry anyone without having premarital counseling. I don't care if you've been with them 5, 10 years. Get premarital counseling. It changes things. Trust me, it does. And then after that, after you've been married, you might need a checkup. You might need to look at where your marriage is and just get some post-marital counseling, coaching, to make sure you're still on track and things are going very well with you. And so here's another reason why it's very, very important that you get a life coach. And it's just the opposite of being unhappy, is that if you are happy, that's a beautiful thing. And you think everything is peachy keen. It's wonderful. I am not unhappy. I am happy. I love my relationship. I love my job. Still, my question would be, when the last time you had a reality checkup? You know, you might need to do that. As a matter of fact, like I shared earlier, I do, and I only do it one per individual, but I do a free checkup service for you. You can register, or you can go in and book an appointment with me, and we'll talk for about 20 to 30 minutes. And it's a real life checkup and see where you are. See, you know, are there any weaknesses in your armor? Is there any places where something can sneak in and knock you off guard? It's important that you keep yourself armed and ready and on top of your game at all times. Okay. Here's another reason why you need a life coach: that you've got out of a relationship that was maybe toxic, and you're heartbroken, you're tore up, and you're trying to recover from that. God, I gotta tell you, this is a tough area for a lot of people to come to grips with. I spoke with several people, and specifically a lady today, and we were talking about getting ready to date again, or getting ready to get back on that field again. And I said to her, are you ready today? She goes, yeah, I think I'm ready. Well, then how you know? And she was trying to share with me how she knew she was ready and all of these things. And I said, you know, you're saying that to yourself. No one else has said that. You're saying that you're healed and you're not hurt and you're ready to move on, but you haven't spoke with anyone else. Anyone else hasn't done that for you. And I use the analogy of, you know, working at a job and they're doing a yearly evaluation on you. You might think you've been doing wonderful, but when you get that evaluation, they show you where you jacked up in some areas and you realize, wow, you know what? I never really noticed that, because we are too nice to ourselves. We need somebody else a lot of times to wake us up and tell us, you know what, you need, this ain't right with you. This is wrong with you. You're headed, you know, you've been wounded and now you've healed broken and you think everything's okay. No, not really. This is, you know, where things are, blah, 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 blah. It's important for you to get that kind of somebody else from another vantage point, looking at your situation, looking at where you are, and helping to push you and move you to the right direction. And it's super, super, super important. Okay. Another reason why you might need a coach is when you get to a place where you are super comfortable. I mean, you've just accepted the fact that, you know, this is how life is. This is what, these are the cards that I've been dealt, and I'm okay with that. Man, you really need a checkup, because you should never get comfortable in a place where you can advance past that. I mean, don't get comfortable just existing. Don't get comfortable accepting that's where you are, that's your plight in life, this is the hand that you were dealt, and you're just going to have to deal with it. I disagree with you. I believe that there are heights that you haven't even been to. There are places where you have not even gone. There are land that you haven't explored, if you will. And there are a great many treasures waiting on you. You just got to have the boldness to go get it. You got to have the boldness to get out there. You got to have, sometimes you'll be right on the edge. And because you are scared, which is another reason why you need a coach, you need somebody to go ahead and push you over the edge. Go ahead and push you past those fears, not necessarily hold your hand, but drag you through and then let you go. You know, it's so very important to understand that. And a lot of us fear is our enemy. I mean, it is the enemy of our success. Trying to let go and allow the success to engulf us. But fear says you might lose. Fear says, hey, don't take that risk because you got a lot to lose. Well, you know, let me tell you something. Not only do you might have a lot to lose if you make that step, but you have more to lose if you don't make the step. You do. You have more. You have regret to live with. And you can change your life, maybe the life of your spouse, maybe the life of your children, and, you know, for all kind of reasons, if you just make that next step. That's super, super, super important. Okay. And then what I want to share with you and let you know as time is winding down is that the last and final reason that I think that you need a life coach is when you've done all that you can do. You've been to a therapist, you've tried this and you tried that, and but you haven't tried a life coach and nothing seemed to have gotten better for you, you really need to make an investment in yourself. You really need to look at yourself and say to yourself in the mirror, I deserve better. I deserve to live better. I deserve to thrive in my life. I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be someone's wife. I deserve to be someone's husband. I deserve, you know, the riches that God has for me. You deserve more most times than we expect from ourselves. And you might need somebody else from a different perspective. Coaching is not therapy. Coaching is not consultations. I am not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm a certified life changer. I make things happen with you. We co-sign together, both of us connected together. The sum of two parts is greater than those two divisions. You know, that's what synergy is. Synergy is when we put two things together, kind of like if you took maybe a little fishing pole, one of those bamboo poles, and you put some on there that weighed 25 pounds. Maybe the pole by itself couldn't hold it, and so it'll break the pole. But if you get two of those poles, not only will it hold 25 pounds, but it'll hold 35 pounds now, because it is the sum of it is greater than the parts. And that's what synergy is when you connect with someone whose objective is to see you succeed and to help you succeed, it makes you better. So let me tell you, if you haven't tried using a life coach, let today be that day. Make a choice to say, hey, you know what? I want somebody who will be real with me, who will be honest with me, who won't tell me what to do, but show me how to do it and help me find that answer. Someone who will be on my side, but at the same time, tell me the truth. You know what? I believe that I can go to another level. If you haven't done that, if you haven't registered with me, if you haven't had a free session with me, go and book a session. My calendar is there. Book a session with me. And it'll be for free. You'll see it on that free session. Now, if you've had a session with me already, your free time is gone. It's time for you. You can take advantage of this March Madness, if you will, and take advantage of the specials that we got going on this particular month. Hey, guys, it's been wonderful. This time is open for you for any questions that you might have, anything that you want to ask. You're welcome to do that. I enjoyed you being with me tonight. I enjoyed you hearing about what actually a coach is and why so many people need one. Thank you for your attention. I appreciate that so very much. And I don't have any questions for you. I just want to tell you that it's a beautiful day. If you haven't voted, for those who are in, and it seems like a lot of you are here in Greensboro, if you haven't voted, make sure you get out and vote. The polls are still open. It's important that you do that. Tell somebody, remind them, go out and vote. Your vote matters, okay? All right, guys, take care. We love you. Look forward to seeing you next week and talking with you. Take care. Have a good evening.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You-